the Society asked members to collect information on Aboriginal place names in about August 1899. And these copies were circulated on a form to the governments of each colony with a request that they be sent to government officials in local areas. So the survey was asking for name of place and meaning or reason why it was given. The survey forms were arranged alphabetically by place or district, and some forms were returned to the society in bundles, gathered from different places and held in different areas, but they'd been kept in their original groupings and meanings. It is data that can be contested and challenged. You know, it is information that we have in our collection that we're working from, and that Weemalab presents the data exactly as we have it, where there's no sort of curatorial process that we've put on top of this, because I think Kirsten wants to now show what this collection material is and then have some community engagement around, well, is this correct? You know, is this the way it is pronounced? Is this what was happening at the time? So I think it's obviously important information in our collection, but I think we need to bring it to the fore to have it accessible in a visual way so that we can now look at, well, you know, let's have some debates around this material.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it is obviously a contemporary platform with very old information, but also because currently we have an Indigenous languages map. Yes. This is place names, isn't it? So can you just talk a bit about, if you're explaining to someone visually what it is?
Yeah, it's a very simple interface. You can look at the surveys only or the letters, or you can look at everything together. And we've only worked off boxes 4 and 5 at the moment, so there is a lot more material that can be added to Weemala that we hope that will happen. You can choose to drill down to each of the language types, or you can actually still have all of the language types on. And as you go through, say, folder 1, it's actually a survey form, which the page is dated November 1899, and it has a question mark after that in the data. And then it says things like, we have located the following place names. One, I'm actually going to say, one is Bondi, and then the interpretation is noise made by sea, wave breaking on beach. And then on the map, you can actually drill down to find the location. So on this survey form, we have 22 place names located and one that was not located in this place name, which was Bolga, which is a mountain. So really, I guess because they're very handwritten, can be very hard to see this information. Where we can, we've tried to extract the data from each of the surveys and the letters and place them on the map for interpretation.
It's a great learning tool for kids in schools, but also for adults. And hopefully with the use of something like this, we can go back to naming places from the original place names where, you know, there's been decisions having to be made about the naming of places or streets and things like that, where they're trying to bring back traditional languages and place names for places. So this is a really great step for this, isn't it?
It is. I guess the intention for us is, you know, we've just made the data more accessible. It exists in our collections, but we've tried to work with what is exactly there and visualise it so that it is easier for people to access and to be engaged with and to have sort of conversation started, and potentially maybe we can sort of get some collaboration happening with a range of different people to make this even more useful. Community engaged material, you know, pronunciation would be lovely. So having audio, it is very simple to use at the moment. And I guess that's what we've tried to achieve, is just starting conversations. Hey, everyone, did you know, this is the meaning of that place. It's just so fascinating to sit and read the meanings when you go through all the letters and the surveys.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just really powerful and really important, and I hope that we can make this tool even better. I hope that as we get more transcriptions coming through from the interns that, you know, dedicate hours of their time transcribing this material, that we can then easily feed that in and make it even more useful.